Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for meditation this morning comes from the Gospel according to St. John, the 10th chapter and the first 10 verses that we heard read earlier. Whether you realize it or not, during this time of pandemic, you've been listening to a lot of sermons. You've been hearing more preachers than you've ever heard before. You listen to sermons by the president, by the governor, and all sorts of alleged experts in their medical fields. And if you're like me, it gets pretty confusing because it sounds like each one is preaching from a different text. It's frustrating to hear so many different opinions and different sermons regarding this novel virus that has ravaged our world. How are you supposed to know which preacher you should listen to? The truth is, if you religiously wash your hands and socially distance, wear a mask, and escape the threat of this virus, well, the reality is the day is going to come. Unless Jesus comes really soon, the day is going to come when the disease of sin, which is sown within the very fabric of your being, that sin is going to put you in the grave and take your life. As Christians, we must admit there is a greater virus than the coronavirus. And because of this threat, you must be sure that you're listening to the correct preacher. In our gospel text this morning, Jesus teaches us that there are three types of preachers and teachings in the Christian church, but only one can save your soul unto eternal life. The first is the teaching of those who Jesus calls thieves and robbers. The second is the gatekeeper of the sheepfold. And the third is the true shepherd to whom the gatekeeper opens the door and allows to enter. First, the thieves and the robbers. They are those who come as wolves dressed in sheep's clothing. They preach about how good and faithful they are and how the Holy Spirit has given them a new revelation, a new interpretation of Scripture, new insight. And what an abundant life you'll live if you just follow them. St. Paul writes, such persons do not serve our Lord Christ, but their own appetites. And by smooth talk and flattery, they deceive the hearts of the naive. In our text, Jesus says of these types of preachers, they do not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climb in by another way. They sneak into the fold by cute, sappy songs that void of the proclamation of law and gospel. They climb over the wall in shadow feel-good books that teach worldly promises and preach purpose into your life. They come in a whole host of religious and programming on television and radio, giving you hope in your human wisdom and knowledge, giving you hope in this fallen and sinful world, giving you hope as long as you send in your generous faith offering. Scripture teaches us that the true marks of the Christian church are wherever the gospel is rightly proclaimed and the sacraments are administered to Christ's institution. As I said last week in the sermon, whoever does not preach Christ and his crucified and risen for the forgiveness of sins and for the justification of the sinner, that is not a true shepherd. That is a thief and a robber. As Jesus taught in our text last week, when Jesus was on the road to Emmaus and appeared to the two, all Scripture must be read through the lens of the cross and Christ crucified for you. This means that any preaching that does not include Christ crucified and his cross, it's not proclaiming the gospel. It's not teaching you unto salvation, but preaching you false hopes false hopes given you by thieves and robbers, hoping to soothe your itching ears. That preaching should not be heard. It should not be tolerated. Your confidence must be centered on Christ alone and Him crucified. To look anywhere else is to have your faith stolen and your soul destroyed. The second type of preacher in our text is the gatekeeper of the sheepfold. This gatekeeper happens to be the parish pastor who has been called into the office of the holy ministry. He is called to shepherd the local flock, and being a gatekeeper is not for the faint of heart. In his epistle letter, St. James writes, "Not many of you should become teachers, my brothers, for you know that we who teach will be judged with greater strictness, for we all stumble in many ways." This is most certainly true. You can ask Terry how often I stumble in many ways. I am no more perfect than any one of you sitting here this morning. I depend on word and sacrament and the forgiveness of sins for Jesus' sake just as much as you do. Yet for the sake of good order in the church, I have been called into the office. But there is a warning here for both gatekeeper and sheep. Any parish pastor who does not rightly divide law and gospel and does not preach Christ crucified, risen for life and salvation, that gatekeeper is allowing the hearers to trust in their own works and reason rather than Christ alone. That gatekeeper is no better than a thief and a robber. That gatekeeper is a hindrance to the gospel and restrains the sheep from coming to Christ. He will be judged accordingly. The faithful gatekeeper, however, and pastor is nothing more than a mere servant of the true shepherd, who is Christ Jesus. The gatekeeper has no power of his own. He cannot create faith. He could not hand out salvation on his own behalf. God the Father is the Creator. God the Son is the Savior. And God the Holy Spirit is the Sanctifier. They're the ones that do all the work. The gatekeeper merely opens the door and proclaims the word. The gatekeeper is the servant of the shepherd who warns the sheep of the wolves in sheep's clothing. The gatekeeper is to guard and protect the sheep from strangers who wish to lead them astray. And please notice, the gatekeeper does not proclaim his own word, but the word of the true shepherd, providing a place to open the door. The true shepherd alone can lead you, his sheep, off into green pastures and beside still waters. He alone restores your soul and leads you in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. The office of gatekeeper is not appointed so that the gatekeeper can merely feed himself. It's his duty to open the door so that good shepherd, the true shepherd, in preaching and law and gospel, can come and be with his sheep. The gatekeeper reminds his sheep that God's law is God's good and gracious will for their lives. Even though you can't keep God's law perfectly, and knowing that the law does not earn you salvation or merit before the Lord, God still expects you to try to keep it. He wants you to do your best. You do your best, but don't trust in the works of the law. Trust in Christ alone, in the word of the gospel, because faith in Christ alone will keep you and comfort you in his pasture. The third preacher in our text is the true shepherd, our Lord Christ Jesus. The gatekeeper opens the door for the shepherd in faithful preaching and teaching, and this is the place where Christ feeds his sheep. He feeds you in word and sacrament, granting his gracious gifts of forgiveness, life, salvation. In our text, Jesus says, I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. You hear this from many wolves, false prophets. Of all of Jesus' promises and sayings, perhaps this is the most misused and abused. Prosperity preachers use it to say that Jesus will make you healthy and wealthy in this life, if you name it and claim it. But Jesus' words here in our text are not about having an abundance in this life or an abundance of happiness in this life. It's all about having an abundance of life, meaning life overflowing in life beyond this life, an eternity with your Savior. It's a new life, free of disease and virus, free of sin, sorrow, suffering, and pain, sitting at the throne of the Lamb in His kingdom forever, being with Christ, who will transform your lowly body to be like His glorious body on the last day. In our text, Jesus also says, truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. And this is probably the confusing verse in our text. Jesus is both the true shepherd, but He is also the door. The door referencing the preaching of His word and the administration of His sacraments. It's the door through which He comes to you and makes Himself known. He doesn't come to you in warm, fuzzy feelings in your heart. He doesn't come in doctrinally deficient, sappy songs or within shallow, feel-good books that teach promises and purposes into your life. If that gatekeeper is opening up the door to that preacher, you're hearing from a wolf in sheep's clothing, and you should fear him or flee from him. Just as first century Middle Eastern shepherds cared and tended for their flock, Christ Jesus has come and He cares and He tends for you in His word and sacraments. And it's by the power of the Holy Spirit working through those means of grace that the true shepherd leads and guides you. He feeds you and keeps you safe in His care. When you remain in the true shepherd, like newborn lambs being daily fed, you learn to recognize your Savior's voice and knowledge and faith. He strengthens you to endure trials and tribulations while bearing fruits of righteousness, teaching and serving others, helping in acts of compassion, good works and deeds. Now, if you know anything about sheep, being called a sheep is not a compliment. They're not too smart. And much can be said about the lack of intelligence and lack of defensive techniques of a sheep, a roly-poly ball of wool. But our Creator in His wisdom gave sheep a peculiar trait: hearing. For all the talents that sheep lack, they have discerning ears. They recognize their shepherd's voice while discerning against all others who would merely pose as shepherds. When they hear that false voice, they flee. In baptism, God made you His own child. You are marked by the sign of the cross upon your forehead and on your heart as one redeemed by Christ the crucified. You were given the family name Christian. Jesus knows you by name. For the sake of Jesus at the font, God gave you the gifts of faith, the Holy Spirit, and salvation. Jesus knows you have all of His gifts. Why would He abandon you after dying on the cross for you so that you might live? No, the shepherd speaks through His word to you. The door is open to you when you hear His voice, freeing you from the fears and the terrors of sickness and death in this life. He comforts you so that you look to God for the sake of Christ in grace and comfort. And knowing the voice of the true shepherd, you can confidently hold fast to Jesus' voice. Hold fast to his promises that he's made you, fleeing the voices of strange myths and doctrines and promises of abundance in this broken and sinful world. So I go back to the beginning of my sermon. How are we supposed to know which voice to listen to? Well, Jesus says to you, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. Jesus is your true shepherd. He lived for you and he died for you so that you might live eternally for him. In our second reading, St. Peter writes, he himself bore our sins in his body on the tree that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. For you were straying like sheep, but now have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.